October 14, 1909 proofs that it is Jesus that goes to Louisa. Continuing in my usual state, I seem to find myself with a baby in my arms. And from one they became three, and I felt all immersed in them. Now, in the morning, when the confessor came, he asked me whether Jesus had come, and I told him what is written above, without adding anything else. The confessor told me, "Didn't they tell you anything? Didn't you understand anything?" And I can't say it well. And he continued, "The whole Trinity was here and you can say nothing? You have become more stupid. It shows that these are dreams." And I, single quote, "Why yes, it is true that they are dreams." He continued to say other things, and while the confessor was speaking, I felt clasped, so very tightly, by the arms of Jesus, to the point of losing consciousness. And Jesus told me, "Who is it that wants to molest my daughter?" And I, "Father is right. Since I am unable to say anything, they have no sign that it is Jesus Christ that comes to me." And Jesus continued, "I act with you as the sea would with a person who would go and dive into the depth of the sea. I plunge all of you into my being, in such a way that all of your senses remain inundated, and in such a way that if you want to speak of my immensity, depth and height, you can only say that it was so great that your sight was lost. If you want to speak of my delights, of my qualities, you can say that they are such and so many, that as you went about opening your mouth to count them, you were drowned in them. And so with all the rest. Besides, what is this? I have given no sign that it was I." False. "Who has kept you in bed for 22 years without breaking you, and with full calm and patience? Has it perhaps been their virtue, or my virtue? And what about the tests they made during the first years of this state of yours, or making you remain immobile for 10, 7, or 18 days without taking any of the necessary nourishments? Were they perhaps the ones who maintained you, or was it I?" Then, since Father had called me, I returned into myself. Then, as the confessor celebrated Holy Mass, I received communion, and Jesus came back. I lamented to Jesus that he was not coming as before. That the great love he had for me seemed to have turned into coldness. "It is true that as I lament to you, you always give excuses, that you want to chastise and this is why you do not come. But I don't believe it. Who knows what evil there is in my soul, and because of it you do not come. Tell me at least, for at any cost, even of giving my life, I will remove it. But without you I cannot be. Think what you want. In this way I cannot go on, either with you on earth, or with you in heaven." And blessed Jesus, interrupting me, told me, calm yourself, I am not far away from you, but I am always with you. You do not always see me, but I am always with you. Even more, I am in your inmost heart in order to rest, and as you look for me and bear my privations with patience, you surround me with flowers to cheer me and make me rest more peacefully. And while he was saying this, it seemed that there were many varieties of flowers around Jesus, which almost concealed him. Then he added, "You don't believe that I keep you deprived of me in order to chastise. Yet it is so. When you least expect it, you will hear of the things that will happen." And while saying this, he showed me, in the world, wars, revolutions against the church, churches on fire, and this was almost imminent.